Okay, this meeting is being recorded. This is the resumption of the public section of the Netherlands Fire District Board of Directors meeting on August the 19th, 2020, which included a special executive session, which we have just terminated. We are resuming the meeting at 2053 in order to present our conclusions from the special executive session. In the special executive session, the board discussed actions that the fire chief had taken on an incident about which there had been a number of complaints lodged in the after activity report. Specifically around firefighter safety and the fire chief's incorrect use of the incident command system and improperly applying the incident command system in a way that potentially affected the safety of at least one firefighter and maybe all of the personnel on scene. I believe that covers the abstract. The options for dealing with those complaints that have been lodged basically are to terminate the fire chief's position for a failure to meet standards that he should do. Place the chief on unpaid or paid leave for a period of time, whilst the board investigates fully the allegations of violation of firefighter safety protocols, or an official warning to the fire chief regarding his actions on scene. So basically the board should vote on those three options. So on the, option to terminate the fire chief's contract, I'm going to say nay.
Nay.
Todd, I think you're on mute, but I think I got a nay there.
Nay.
Let me try that again. Nay.
Thank you. On the option to suspend the chief on unpaid leave for a period of 2 months. I say nay to that. Todd?
Nay.
Patrick?
Nay.
And Ray?
Nay.
For the option to suspend the chief paid for a period of 2 months to carry out to give us time to carry out a full investigation. And that period may be reduced if we finish the investigation sooner, where we will re-interview all the personnel involved at the incident, including external agencies, in order to get full statements of what occurred. I'm a yay on that option. Todd?
I vote aye.
Patrick?
Aye.
Ray?
Nay.
On the option of a formal warning to the chief regarding his actions, with no suspension or further actions, I'm a nay on that. Todd?
Nay.
Patrick?
Nay.
Ray?
Aye.
Okay, so per the chief's contract, the board required a quorum vote in order to suspend paid or unpaid. That vote has been upheld as 3-1-0. So it's the decision of this board that the fire chief shall be suspended on paid leave for 2 months, starting from tomorrow. And then this board, members of this board will conduct an investigation into the incident and come to a conclusion at the end of that. I have one further question for you, which is, how do we want to do that investigation? Do we want to do it as a two board member investigation, which is, we can do that under our previous policy, which this comes under, or would you like it to be that one person, either me or another, interviews everybody about the incident and then presents a report to the board once they have everybody's statements?
I am okay with the one person approach, whichever is most efficient. Mm-hmm. It would be good to get this done as quickly as possible. So I'd be okay with going in that direction.
Patrick?
I agree. I think if we're trying to get two people together and then also get that third party involved, whomever that might be, the idea is to get this investigation over as quickly as possible and make sure it's done accurately and fairly. So based on making the presentation, gathering statements, signed statements, I would be okay with one person doing this.
Okay. Right.
Well, I'm almost thinking it should be two. You've referred to a third person or outside. Would that be our contract company, or would that be actually somebody that's more into the firefighter, like maybe some safety officer somewhere?
I don't think I referred to anybody outside. This is outside the scope of the HR organization. This is a very much fire department problem, because it involves...
It's an operations issue, not an HR issue.
Yeah.
Ray, would you be interested in being the second?
Yeah, I think I would.
Okay. In that case, I would suggest Ray and myself carry out the investigation. I think we probably have the most time and experience. Obviously, I know, Patrick, you have the most experience. I think we can...
Well, there's always room for improvement.
There's always room for improvement. Yeah. Okay, so if you're all happy with that, I don't think we need to make a motion for that. We'll carry out a joint investigation, Ray and myself, starting that as soon as we can. I'll get together with you, Ray, and we'll look at schedules and see how we can get this done as quick as we can.
Sounds good.
Okay, does anybody else have any other business for this meeting?
Yeah. When do you want to start?
Probably next week. I'm away this weekend. But I think we can start next week. We can certainly start setting a schedule up that starts next week, I think.
Yeah, we'll have to work around Karen's therapies.
That's fine. I mean, we've also got to work around other people's jobs as well. So I suspect there may be a couple of evenings and weekends.
Should we decide on a date that the suspension would begin?
So the suspension would begin tomorrow.
Okay.
So that would be
8:20.
Thank you. And give me 1 second. So you just want to make, so we just make it 2 calendar months, so 20th of October.
That's
unless the investigation is completed sooner.
Unless the investigation is completed sooner, then absolutely, and we can reconvene and decide.
So it shouldn't extend past October 20th.
It should not extend past October 20th. No. And if there's any danger of that, then we should figure out why, because I feel that that's more than enough time to complete this.
Okay.
If that's everything, I'm going to make the motion that we adjourn this meeting. Do I have a second?
Don't move.
Todd?
Aye.
Okay, I'm adjourning this meeting at 21:05. Gentlemen, again, thank you for all your time and all your efforts on this. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you. Also,
it's
all right. Good night.
Okay.
Thank you.
Great. Good night, Patrick.
Good night. So, yeah.